someday you will stand before God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 324, titled, Someday You Will Stand Before God. Beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Eternity depends on it. Dear friend, the Bible declares that one day you will die and then stand face to face with God Almighty to be judged. The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, 31, that is the Holy Bible, he hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained. The man spoken of in this verse is none other than Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. This means that your righteousness must match that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you make it through your entire life without committing one single sin? Jesus Christ did, and he is the one that you will be compared to, if you will, at your judgment. None have done it. Nobody has done it. No one other than Jesus Christ could ever lead a life without committing one single sin against God. Nobody but Jesus Christ is that holy and that righteous. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 and 23, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you claim to be righteous, you are only deceiving yourself and making God a liar. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 8 and verse 10, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him, God, a liar. Without God's righteousness, you will go to hell. Without the righteousness of Christ, the Bible says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. If you could earn the righteousness of God, then Jesus Christ would not have had to die on the cross. His death would be in vain. The Holy Bible says in Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. So, dear soul, you cannot earn the righteousness of God by good deeds, by church membership, by the sacraments, by baptism, or anything that you do. If you do something for it, then it is self-righteousness, not the righteousness of God, not the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ, dear friend, is the only way to get God's righteousness. Faith is a complete trust or dependency upon someone. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died to pay for your sins and purchase the righteousness of God for you. You must stop trying to earn it. Instead, place your complete faith in Jesus Christ to receive it. The Bible says in Romans 4:5, "But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Romans 3:22 says, "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe." Then you will not have to fear your judgment day, because in your heart you know that you, Jesus Christ, has already paid for eternal life. You need only to receive it as a gift. That's it, by simply putting your faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God cannot lie, and he has promised to give you eternal life. The Bible says in Titus chapter 1 verse 2, "In hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began." Right now, dear friend, dear eternal soul, will you believe God's promise? Will you trust Jesus Christ as Savior? For the Holy Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, "Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me." Will you stop trusting your righteousness? If you will call on Jesus Christ and put all your faith in him, he will save you right now. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Eternity is real, and hell is real, and thanks be to God, heaven is real, and of course Jesus Christ is real. For Jesus stated in John 12:48 in the Holy Bible, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day." You have read God's word on it. Please trust in Jesus Christ today, before it is eternally too late. The clock is ticking. The Bible says in Psalm 31:1, "In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness." Dear God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments, for I have lied before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have stolen before. I have taken your holy name in vain before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents before. For Jesus Christ's sake, have mercy and grace upon my soul, and please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins. Help me to turn from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast today, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com or at my personal email address at dw3@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The tract this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Tract League, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at fellowshiptractleague.com.